Lesson 105
第105课
Recycling
资源回收再利用
Reading
阅读
Garbage disposal is a major problem in most cities around the world. Finding places for garbage is getting more and more difficult. Recycling is, therefore, becoming very popular.
垃圾处理在世界各地的大部分城市里是个大问题。寻找垃圾处理厂越来越困难了。因此，资源回收变得很普遍。
In other words, more and more people...are treating used material so that it can be reused. There is no doubt that recycling helps save our precious natural resources. It is in our own best interest to recycle.
换言之，越来越多人在处理使用过的东西以便重新加以利用。毫无疑问，资源回收有助于节省珍贵的自然资源。资源回收对我们是最有利的。
Substitution
替换。
Number one. More and more people are treating used material so that it can be reused.
越来越多人在处理使用过的东西以便重新加以利用。
Sam left work early so that he could take his son to a baseball game.
萨姆提早下班以便带他儿子去看棒球赛。
I had to stay up late last night in order to finish writing.This report.
昨晚我必须熬夜以完成这份报告。
Carl exercises every day so as not to get fat.
卡尔每天运动以免变胖。
Number two. There is no doubt that recycling helps save our precious.Natural resources.
毫无疑问，资源回收有助于节省珍贵的自然资源。
Policemen help protect us against criminals.
警察帮忙保护我们免于罪犯之害。
My mother often helps me study for my exams.
我母亲经常帮我准备考试。
Nancy usually helps her sister do her chores.
南希常常帮她妹妹做杂物。
Lesson 106
第106课
Litter bugs
垃圾虫
Dialogue.
实用绘画。
Why is there so much garbage in the street, Mom?
妈妈，为什么街上有这么多垃圾呢？
Because there are many litter bugs.
因为有很多垃圾虫。
What are litter bugs?
什么是垃圾虫呢？
They're people who don't put their rubbish in trash cans.
就是那些不把垃圾丢在垃圾箱里的人。
Lesson 107
第107课
The Secret of Longevity
长寿的秘诀
Reading
阅读
Hong Ying, who comes from Guangdong, is known as the oldest person in China. She is 122 years old. Although she can hardly hear, her voice is loud and clear.
籍贯广东的红英是中国众所周知最长寿的老人。他现年122岁，虽然他几乎听不见，但他的声音洪亮又清晰。
In fact, she is still full of life. What's the secret of her longevity? Maybe it's her personality. According to her family and friends, she is humorous and easy to get along with.
事实上，她仍充满了生命力。她长寿的秘诀是什么呢？也许在于她的个性。据她的家人和朋友说，她很幽默，也很容易相处。
Substitution
替换。
Number one, Hong Ying is known as the oldest person in China.
红英是中国众所周知最长寿的老人。
Mac is known as a writer of children's books.
麦克是位知名的儿童故事作家。
Picasso is renowned as a painter.
毕加索是位知名的画家。
Connie is famous for her poetry.
康妮以其诗而闻名。
Number two, she is humorous and easy to get along with.
她很幽默，也容易相处。
She is willing to help others.
她很乐于助人。
They are anxious to go out and play.
他们急着要出去玩。
Charles is longing to see his girlfriend.
卡洛斯渴望看到他的女友。
Lesson 108.
第108课。
Slow down.
慢下来。
Dialogue.
实用绘画。
Slow down, Carl. I can't keep up with you.
卡尔，走慢一点，我跟不上你。
You walk as slowly as a snail.
你走得跟蜗牛一样慢。
How do you keep so fit?
你是怎么保持这么健康的呢？
I work out as often as I can.
我尽可能的经常运动。
Lesson 109.
第109课。
Discovering Africa.
探索非洲。
Reading.
阅读。
David Livingstone was a doctor and explorer from Scotland. He is famous for traveling 29,000 miles in Africa during the 19th century.
大卫·李文斯顿是来自苏格兰的医生及探险家。他于19世纪在非洲旅行了29,000英里而声名大噪。
He discovered many rivers, lakes, and mountains, including the Victoria Falls, the biggest waterfall in the world. Most of all, he is highly respected because he helped to abolish slave trade in Africa.
他发现了许多河流 湖泊喊山峦，包括世界上最大的瀑布维多利亚瀑布。更重要的是，它因促成废除非洲的奴隶买卖而备受尊敬。
Substitution，
替换。
Number one， David Livingstone was a doctor and explorer from Scotland.
大卫·李文斯顿是来自苏格兰的医生及探险家。
David Livingstone, a doctor and explorer, was from Scotland.
大卫·李文斯顿是医生及探险家，他来自苏格兰。
Tangerines, a kind of fruit, are good for you.
柑橘是一种水果，对你有好处。
I want to go to Switzerland, a country in Europe.
我想到瑞士去，那是位于欧洲的国家。
Number two, he discovered many rivers and lakes, including the Victoria Falls.
他发现了许多河流和湖泊，包括维多利亚瀑布。
I want to travel to many countries, including Spain and Portugal.
我想到许多国家去旅行，包括西班牙和葡萄牙。
The singer sang many songs, including some of my favorites.
这位歌手唱了许多歌，包括一些我最喜欢的歌。
Larry can play many musical instruments, including the violin and saxophone.
拉里可以弹奏许多种乐器，包括小提琴和萨克斯风。
Lesson 110
第110课。
Easier said than done.
说来容易，做来难。
Dialogue.
实用会话。
Don't be a slave to work, Ralph.
罗浮，别做工作的奴隶。
I can't help it. I'm always busy.
我没办法，我总是很忙。
You must take it easy sometimes.
有时候你必须放松一下。
Easier said than done.
说来容易，做来难。
Lesson 111.
第111课。
Confucius.
孔子。
Reading.
阅读。
Confucius is respected by most Chinese as the greatest teacher of all time. Perhaps the most important word he taught was 仁, which means benevolence.
孔子被许许多多中国人尊为自古以来最伟大的老师。或许他所传授的最重要的一个字就是仁，也就是英文的 benevolence。
According to Confucius, benevolence means courtesy, loyalty, and unselfishness. In fact, benevolenceis the essence of his teachings. Every teacher should, therefore, follow in his footsteps and emphasize benevolence when teaching.
根据孔子的说法，仁的意思就是礼貌、忠贞以及无私。事实上，仁是他教义的精髓，因此每个老师在教学时应效法孔子 并强调人的道理。
Substitution
替换。
Number one. According to Confucius, benevolence means courtesy, loyalty, and unselfishness.
根据孔子的说法，仁的意思就是礼貌、忠贞以及无私。
According to the weatherman, it will snow all day tomorrow.
根据气象预报员的报道，明天一整天都会下雪。
According to your teacher, your English is improving.
根据你的老师表示，你的英文正在进步。
According to Mac, it is more fun to ride a bus than drive a car.
根据麦克所说，乘坐公共汽车比开车更有趣。
Number two. Every teacher should follow in his footsteps when teaching.
因此，每个老师在教学时应效法他。
When driving a car, you should be alert.
开车时，你应该谨慎。
While watching TV, I fell asleep.
看电视时，我睡着了。
Though very rich, he still rides the bus to work.
他虽然很有钱，却还是乘坐公共汽车去上班。
Lesson 112
第112课
It's my pleasure.
不客气。
Dialogue
实用会话。
Excuse me, would you like to sit down?
抱歉，你想要坐下吗？
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
你真好，谢谢。
It's my pleasure.
不客气。
You're a very courteous gentleman.
你真是一位有礼貌的绅士。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Lesson 113.
第113课。
Something well begun is half done.
好的开始是成功的一半。
Reading.
阅读。
Work is a very important part of life. People work in order to earn a living. A country can only make progress if its people work.
工作是生活中非常重要的一部分，人们为了谋生而工作，一个国家只有在其人民工作下才会进步。
It is, therefore, important for us to be hardworking. When we work, there is one golden rule we should always remember. Something well begun is half done.
因此，努力工作对我们很重要。在工作时，有一则我们必须牢记的金科玉律，就是好的开始是成功的一半。
Substitution
替换。
Number one. There is one golden rule we should always remember.
有一则我们必须牢记的金科玉律。
This is the kind of food everyone likes.
这是一种每个人都喜欢的食物。
The university my brother studies at is around the corner.
我哥哥就读的那所大学就在转角处。
The university at which we study is around the corner.
我们就读的那所大学就在转角处。
Number two. Something well begun is half done.
好的开始是成功的一半。
Treasure Island is a book full of adventure.
金银岛是一本充满冒险故事的书。
This is the car driven by my brother in the race.
这就是我哥哥在比赛时所开的那部车。
Lesson 114.
第114课。
No pain.No gain.
一分耕耘，一分收获。
Dialogue.
实用绘画。
What does John do for a living?
约翰是靠什么谋生的？
He's a salesman.
他是个推销员。
That's a difficult way to make a living.
以那种方式谋生是很困难的。
Well, remember, no pain, no gain.
要记住，一分耕耘，一分收获。
Lesson 115.
第115课。
Wait and see.
静候观望。
Reading.
阅读。
Cliff and Bonnie have known each other for 2 years. They have talked about getting married since last year. Cliff has already decided that Bonnie is the right girl for him. However, Bonnie has not really made up her mind about him yet.
克里夫和邦尼彼此相识已有两年了。自从去年以来，他们就在讨论结婚的事。克里夫已经认定邦尼就是适合他的女孩，然而邦尼对他尚未打定主意。
She likes Cliff a lot, but she thinks he's not ambitious enough. Bonnie knows that getting married.Is a serious matter. So, she's going to wait and see before she makes a final decision.
她很喜欢克里夫，但是她认为他还不够有抱负。邦尼知道结婚是件严肃的事情，因此在她下最后决定前，她将静候观望。
Substitution.
替换。
Number one. Cliff and Bonnie have known each other for 2 years.
克里夫和邦尼彼此相识已有两年了。
Nancy and Barry have been together for 10 years.
南希和巴里在一起已有十年了。
Stacy and Jack have dated for some time.
史黛西和杰克约会已有一段时间了。
Steve has worked at this company for only a short time.
史蒂夫在这家公司工作只有很短的时间。
Number two. They have talked about getting married since last year.
自从去年以来，他们就在讨论结婚的事。
He has been very busy since he started his new job.
自从他开始新工作后，他就一直很忙。
Since May, The price of bread has gone up 3 times.
自从五月以来，面包的价格已经涨了三次。
They have been working on this project since last month.
自从上个月以来，他们就一直着手这项计划。
Lesson 116.
第116课。
We're engaged.
我们订婚了。
Dialogue.
实用会话。
How long have you known each other?
你们彼此认识已有多久了?
We've known each other since we were kids.
自从孩提时代我们就已认识了。
Has he proposed to you yet?
他向你求婚了吗?
Yes. In fact, we're engaged.
是的。事实上，我们订婚
了。亲密课堂欢迎你。
亲密课堂欢迎你。
听盘点看。